This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And the discussion about haircuts has turned into something here. The comment earlier was that Conan, does he have the alt-right haircut, which according to one article was called the, what was it, the high and tight?
Yeah, for some weird reason, Esquire called it the high and tight, which it's not a high and tight. It's a high and shaggy, or what?
They're referring to it here on the LA Weekly as the high fade.
Yeah, that thing.
Which they say apparently the hipsters had adopted, and now the alt-righters have adopted, and there's a whole article in the LA Weekly.
The Hippler.
About, yeah.
Haircut.
Hippler. about, you know, who should be able to control this haircut. But anyway, that's led to somebody posting, there was talk about mullets after that, and then somebody posted a picture of old Daryl back when you were much larger, Daryl, than you
much
are.
Larger, yes.
You were, what, 300-something?
Well over, I don't really know what I weighed in that photo, but I do know that at the highest where I actually stepped onto a scale to know what the weight was, 317.
And you are now?
187.
Amazing. So if you've never seen old Daryl before, if you've only seen him on the cam here in the last year or year and a half, then you should go to discord.lrn.fm. It's in the Free Talk Live chat room there. Because I think when you join Discord, you can scroll back. I believe that
it's all there.
Yeah. So even though
which is another really great element of Discord is that, you know, all of the previous conversations
are kept.
Right.
on Discord, including from Discord, because they, you know, it's their server, so it's not. If you want secret chats, Discord is not the place to go for that. That's why it's just a fun place to have chats with people who just want to enjoy each other's company or not, because there is James, the guy from Arizona, on there too. So sometimes there's a very nasty chatter in the chat room. But for the most part, the people on Discord are pretty nice, and you can block anybody you don't like. So there's tools for that too. Check that out at discord.lrn.fm. All right, so we can talk more about haircuts if you want, or we can go on to other news. I did have a story about hoarders, specifically one hoarder who was found dead, according to the Telegraph in the UK, buried amidst her clutter, under her clutter. An 87-year-old hoarder, her remains have been found. The story posted today at the Telegraph. Under clutter in her home, as neighbors say they hadn't seen her for 4 years. Gaynor Jones was found dead in her cottage in Aberton, West Wales, which she shares with her daughter.
Huh? Well?
After neighbors raised the alarm, the elderly woman was feared missing on Monday after emergency services found her daughter, Valerie Jones, collapsed under mounds of papers and was taken to a hospital.
Wait. All right, now I'm confused. So
yeah,
the neighbors haven't seen her for 4 years, and then they found her daughter covered with
lying
with stuff.
Under. So was the front door open, and they just see an arm?
So
and help!
Yeah.
There's too many papers.
Where's this story from?
This is the UK, West Wales.
Hmm.
Town called.
No, I think it means what's the source?
Oh, the Telegraph. Okay. Yes, where is it from?
I meant both.
Okay, yeah, the Telegraph in the UK. It took police 4 days to find the human remains of her mother in another part of the cottage. Search teams used skips to remove furniture. What's a skip? Is that some sort of English?
Like a dolly, maybe?
Okay. To remove furniture and clutter from the home when they discovered the decomposed body. Believed to be in her 50s, the daughter was taken to Bromley's Hospital and in Aberystwyth in a poorly condition. That's what they wrote here. Quote, poorly condition. And is believed to be suffering from severe dehydration.
Okay, a skip is... All right, go ahead, Daryl. You got it first.
A skip, UK English, is a large open-topped waste container designed for loading onto a special type of lorry, which is a truck, instead of being emptied into a garbage truck on site. As a wheelie bin often is, a skip is removed or replaced by an empty skip and then tipped at a landfill site or transfer station.
So it's the back of a garbage truck minus the wheels, and they pick it up later.
Right. Think of a dumpster.
Yeah.
Yep. But without a top, and then they just load it onto
four
a...
of those. Was that how many you said?
They loaded onto a lorry.
Multiple skips.
And there's different size skips, too, so who knows how much crap was in this house, this cottage.
Skip to the loo, my darling.
It remains unknown. By the way, emergency services found the daughter on Monday after a tip-off from neighbors who'd grown concerned. It remains unknown as to how long the widow had been dead, but one neighbor said she hadn't had sight of the woman in 4 years. The pair are believed to have mainly spoken Welsh and did not regularly mix with their elderly English neighbors. One woman said, quote, I think the mother was born there herself, so the cottages have been in her family's hands for about a century. Now, you have to wonder how this daughter was living in a house, presumably for years, because, again, they said it had been years. Now, we don't know what the status of the decomposed body was, but did she think her mother just didn't come home one day? And was wondering where she was, but didn't bother to report it to the police that her mother was missing. You know, oh, mom, she's just on a crack binge or something, and we don't want to talk about it to the police now that she's been gone for 3 weeks.
I thought she said four years.
Well, the neighbors hadn't seen her in 4 years. That doesn't mean that she fell underneath her own, it was trapped underneath her own junk for that whole time, right? Like, she could have been there for a year. It's just that the neighbors hadn't seen her. She might
decomposing.
Have been
decomposing. Like, that doesn't happen very quickly.
Well, no, actually, if it's a nice cold environment, I mean, you only have a preserver. Yeah, you have a couple of months of maybe some smell, and after that, it just blends in with all the other smells in this nasty house. Because,
right.
I mean,
what else is
rotting?
Dead rats, dead cats. Have you ever seen The Hoarders show?
No.
I've seen clips. Of the show, yeah. And there was one of them that it popped up in my Twitter feed, and it's like, all right, I'll watch this thing.
Yeah,
this woman is cleaning out her mother's refrigerator, and the mom's saying, "You can't throw all of that out. I just bought some of those groceries."
Mom, it's black and rotting.
She pulls out a container of English muffins.
Oh, no.
You know, they come in the little, the paper box thing. And she grabs one.
No.
And
no.
Oh, dear. And she's hitting it on the refrigerator. And it's not cracking or falling apart.
The hockey puck.
The muffin, not the refrigerator. The refrigerator also didn't crack. And then the mom, gets upset and storms off. And then the lady that apparently is with the TV show, The Hoarders, grabs this big glass bowl that you would make like a fruit salad in.
From the fridge?
No, from another. Okay. So the daughter is pulling stuff out of the fridge.
I see.
The TV show lady, she's in another part of the kitchen. Yep. She grabs this glass bowl and there's like a very thick crust of bugs. And then one of them starts moving.
Just one bug.
Just one started moving, and she freaked out. Yeah. And she made that same noise that you made.
That's horrifying. It's just so gross.
It's a very... This illness is very interesting to me, because I personally have a lot of stuff myself.
Yeah.
A lot of tools, a lot of materials, but not filth. You know, right. I might have a shelf that just nothing but... You know, overladen with, tools and stuff, but there's no rotting cats on my shelf.
You don't have a collection of old garbage.
I don't have a sink full of just nothing but dirty dishes or a refrigerator. The bottom of my refrigerator is just nothing but juice.
Has your cilantro ever liquefied? Yeah.
No.
I've been to your house before. You've had some great bonfires there, and I will say that it's not a hoarder's house. If it was a hoarder's house, there would be like paths.
But have you seen my basement?
No, I haven't seen the basement.
It's a little rougher down there, but in my living area where I am,
right.
You can sit down.
There's you don't have to take stuff off the couch cushions in order to sit down on the couch. You don't have to like make your way through little paths in the house, which is how things like papers fall over on top of a 50-year-old woman and trap her almost to the point of death. It was likely that there was some large pile of newspapers that literally piled to the ceiling.
Keeping years and years of newspapers. Yeah. This is odd to me.
And then you hit it the wrong way while you're walking by it, and then it all just comes just tumbling over upon a frail old woman who probably doesn't get out of the house very much. She hasn't seen her mother in 3 years or whatever and didn't think to wonder where she was. Turns out mom is trapped and is dead underneath another portion of the house. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. We're talking hoarders. If you've got any experience with one of these people, or maybe
you are one of them,
you're welcome to call in the toll, because a lot of times there are people that you love, if it's not you, that unfortunately are suffering from this just sick mental illness. Now one lady's dead because of it. I mean, the statement here from Gene the Christian Anarchist in the Discord chat is the old lady, the 87-year-old lady, could have died of a heart attack, not necessarily being trapped by her stuff. But all that said, they did find her body in the stuff. Like, it took the police 4 days of cleaning out. I mean, sure, they had people helping, you know, clean out. But the cleanup crew, it took them 4 days before they found the remains of this woman's mother. So two women living in a cottage in the UK, one of them in her 50s, the daughter, the other one, again, mother, 87 years old, purportedly. I mean, maybe she was 87 today, but was 85 when she died, because neighbors say they hadn't
Nobody
seen her
knows.
For 4 years. So she was at the very least there for as long as 4 years buried in that stuff, and as short as however long it took her to get buried underneath that stuff, which begs the question of how did her daughter lose track of the mother that she was living with?
I thought Mom went out shopping, and, you know, sometimes she's kind of scatterbrained, and I thought that maybe, you know, she just didn't catch the loo or the train or something.
the loo is a toilet, I think.
She got stuck in a TARDIS, and, you know, she traveled around with the doctor. I'm not really sure how these things happen.
So here's the weird part. I mean, if it wasn't bizarre enough what was going on with the hoarding, according to a story at the Daily Mail, because I went looking around for something with more details on this story, according to the story here, the daughter had allegedly told a local shopkeeper that Mom was living in a care home for the elderly. So why would she...
What sort of Norman Bates weird psycho stuff is happening
That's
here?
That's where it's going. Right? So it sounds like there's some other disorders involved.
Did she have a hand in killing her mother? I mean, because
maybe
she
thought the mom went to a...
Strange. Anyway, Zencash is something you need to look into if you're into cryptocurrency. That's something that you can hoard, and it doesn't take up space. In fact, holding on...
They're not going to fall over and kill you.
No, they're not. Zencash.
But will the government come and kill you to collect your Zencash?
Well, if they don't know where it is, they can't collect it.
There you go.
And the nice thing about Zencash is it can be, it is a secure system. They have zero knowledge anonymity, so you can do anonymous transactions with Zencash. It's also very secure. They've got over 7,500 secure nodes, making it one of the most distributed and therefore safe node systems of any cryptocurrency. You need to learn more about Zencash if you're interested in looking into alternatives to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin may not be number one forever. And I'm not saying Zencash is going to take its spot. I don't know who is, but I don't think Bitcoin's got what it takes to stay on top forever. Zencash, they've got some better technology boiled in there, and it was created by voluntarists, people that love liberty. You can go and read the white paper and see it for yourself over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. According to the story at the Daily Mail, after the police had found 87-year-old obsessive hoarder Gaynor Jones, who'd been dead as many as 4 years ago, but again, the body was just unearthed, so we haven't.
Right.
There hasn't been an autopsy to really determine yet how long ago Ms. Jones perished, but it took 4 days before the police were able to find her after they found Valerie Jones, after neighbors had called with concerns. They hadn't seen Valerie, the younger of the couple, the daughter and mom, and so they did find Valerie. She was alive, although she had been trapped underneath collapsed debris in the home. And they don't actually show interior shots of the home in any of these stories, so the media either didn't get those shots or they're being nice. I suspect they didn't get them. They fought their way through a mountain of rotting junk on Monday to discover Valerie had collapsed under the debris. Neighbors believe the daughter had been sharing the house with her dead mother for many months or even years. Search teams brought in skips for the clutter in their hunt for the mother after concerns were swirled on social media. The neighbors say they were well-known but were odd and rarely left their old stone cottage. The daughter, again, had told the local shopkeeper that her mom was living in a care home for the elderly. Valerie and her mom rarely spoke to neighbors after they moved into the quiet Welsh country town. And one woman who lives nearby says, quote, "I think the mother was born there herself, and so the cottages were in their family's hands for about a century. They were well known, but not seen about as the old Welsh family who kept to themselves. They were very reclusive. You certainly wouldn't pop over for a cup of tea. I guess you could describe them as odd. And nor could you have tea in a hoarder's house, because there's no counter space to put a glass down onto to even serve tea into. You wouldn't be able to sit in a chair, because every chair and every sofa is covered with detritus and junk, and it would be impossible for you to entertain guests. Usually the hoarders out there are aware that their houses are in bad shape. They must know at some level they've got a problem and they can't handle it. So usually when you see these shows like Hoarders, which do an amazing job of cataloging this this disease and how it's manifesting in people's lives, they will say things like, well, if I go out with if it's a man or a woman or whatever, if I go out with somebody, we always go back to their house. Mm-hmm. I always come up with some sort of excuse as to why the person can't come back to my house.
You know, I'm thinking, because I'm at the ADAA.org, Anxiety and Depression Association America, and they have the symptoms and behaviors of hoarders. And I'm thinking that when you do watch that show, and I haven't, but I've seen the clips and all, you have two different types. Because you have the ones who are actually they're unable to throw away possessions and are always looking for good deals and always think that what they have has value to
That's
it.
Right. Treasure.
That's a big one.
Treasure.
And they're unable to get rid of it.
Exactly. My precious.
Yeah. And then you have another type of these guys who are just able to just wake up in the morning surrounded in filth and disgust and
it's both.
And it doesn't bother them. And I've seen both of these guys.
It can be both. I imagine there can be differences. Like one might be one hoarder might be more towards one side, what you're talking about, than the other. But in most of the cases they show you on that show, at least, you see both of them. It's people that have the mentality of, this is important to me, I don't want to throw it away. And you see that because they always try to bring in an expert. So they have like an organizing expert that comes in, and then they have like the garbage crew with the skids or whatever. They come in and the no job too odd or whatever they're called. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, I think, is one of them. But they've got these pros that come in and just, you know, they got the masks. They go in. They just unload a bunch of crap. But there's always the expert person, the organizer, who tries to work with the hoarder. Like, all right, let's try to clean up your stuff. We'll make a pile for throwaway, a pile for, three areas or whatever. Yeah, throwaway, yeah. Keep, and sell. And they have so much trouble getting rid of obvious junk. You know, not just like some tool that they might need someday.
Here's a marble.
But something like that. Or a pile of trash. Like a box full of old newspaper or a box full of advertisements from the newspaper.
And that's where I'm getting at. I think that we need to differentiate between the two, because there are different types of hoarders.
But the box will have rat poop in it.
That's what I mean. If it's actual trash that they're keeping around the house, then that's a lot different than keeping something that they think might have value. How can you imagine that old advertisements that have expired actually have any kind of value?
I don't know. It's crazy. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You see them try to answer questions like that, and they generally have good answers. And then if you push them, then they get angry. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, looks like there's a new Snowden leak that has to do with Bitcoin and the NSA. Our chat room is talking about it right now, so we might get to that coming up here in a bit. Of course, you're welcome to call in and bring up what you want. Right now, discussing the issue of hoarding. And it is not a fun thing to encounter in real life, because either you're encountering it because you're like a property manager and you have to deal with cleaning up a property that people were hoarding on, and that's no fun.
It might be your mom's house.
Or it might be somebody that you love, and that's even less fun, because then you've got to deal with that person for the rest of their lives having this problem. And it is a huge problem, which can result in death, which is what we're talking about. That's why we brought it up here tonight. In the UK, an 87-year-old woman was found dead, trapped underneath her hoard. And they found her because neighbors were worried about her daughter, who hadn't been seen in recent days, found the daughter trapped underneath stuff. She, thankfully, was still alive, severely dehydrated, but had not been trapped long enough to perish. It's not clear whether the mother had perished before being trapped under the stuff, or had perished because she was trapped under the stuff. Either way, the strange part of the story is the daughter lived in the house with the trapped dead mother for who knows how long, up to as many as 4 years, because one neighbor said they hadn't seen the old lady in 4 years.
And so, an article from the UK Express says that a website dedicated to, let me actually find the wording here, website dedicated to the history of Welsh ruins stayed at the cottage back in 2016 because the thing was so dilapidated, stated that the cottage was abandoned.
Hmm. Yeah, indeed, they said the women did not come out very often. Another claim, according to Daily Mail, is that they lived without water, except what they brought in bottles. So they didn't have running water in the home, allegedly. The story here, according to this, said that, I had something pulled up.
And by the way, those people do exist even in our country and our state.
People who live without running water?
And it's, they're pooping in buckets and they're bringing their water in. And they actually have like jobs and stuff and they're going out and they have cars. But for whatever reason, they're able to get by without running water. And that just, I find it crazy.
Here it is. Another claim, they lived without electricity. This is what a neighbor said. They lived without electricity or running water, and the house was so overgrown, you could barely see it. He said not only did they not see the older woman, but one neighbor said he hadn't seen either woman in 4 years. The house was run over with brambles. You could hardly see the building. I know the police had to rip down a lot of the growth just to get inside. Just crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Neighbor John Richards, whose back garden gives on to the cottage home, said, quote, when you think about it, it's true that she had not been seen, but they both kept to themselves. He said Valerie was a strange woman. She would never go shopping in daylight, only at night when it was dark. So if you want to comment...
It generally is dark in the nighttime.
Yeah. If you want to comment on hoarding, you are certainly welcome to do so here as we go to Theo, who is on the line with us. This is Theo Chino, who's one of the observers in Arizona at the trial that I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. Theo, thank you for calling in tonight. You were at the trial of Thomas Morpheus Costanzo today.
Good afternoon, Ian. Yes, and I'm here with Westside of Phoenix as well, and we were watching the trial of Thomas Costanzo.
Tell me, let me bring our listeners up to speed real quick here on who Thomas Costanzo is. He is a man who has been involved with the libertarian movement there in Arizona for some time. He's an activist who was working to sell Bitcoin to local people there in the area. And at some point, the federal government took notice and decided they were going to raid his house last year on, I think it was April 20th, with a multi-jurisdictional task force of feds and local cops who went in there, tore his house apart, arrested him for felon in possession of ammunition. That has subsequently been dropped, but they've also charged him with, like, money laundering or something like that. I'm sure you know better what the charges are, but he's got some so-called financial crimes that he's facing down in federal court. He's the first person that I'm aware of to have ever gone and taken these charges to court. The feds have arrested other people for selling Bitcoin in the United States, but usually they take a plea deal. And a lot of the times it has to do with not just selling Bitcoin, but usually selling Bitcoin to somebody, some undercover agent who makes a claim like, I'm going to buy drugs with this. Can you sell me some Bitcoin? And then if they sell him Bitcoin, then they're assisting with that person committing a felony or whatever, and so that's part of the problem. So tell me what happened today.
So, yes, so you might the charges of operating with a money license were also dropped on Thomas. So that's the charge that is the one that is tied to the FinCEN case, but that's another story. So today...
So what charges What charges is he facing? Do you know?
Today he's facing 5 counts of money laundering.
Okay.
The government removed the charge of operating a money business or a money transmitting business without a license.
Okay.
So that's what that's the charge that is tied to the FinCEN, who says Bitcoin is money, therefore you need to be registered like a bank.
But they dropped that charge.
They dropped that charge.
Very interesting.
And the co-conspirator, Dr. Steinmetz, also a libertarian here in Phoenix, got free because he got charged with Thomas of operating a business without a money business without a license.
Now, that to me is very interesting because that's was one of the most important charges to me in this case, given that I'm also somebody who sells Bitcoin on local Bitcoins, and others within the community here have done that as well. I won't name names, but there are people who've done this. It's not uncommon. Anybody who has Bitcoin they want to sell or has Bitcoin they want to buy can go and meet with the opposite party who wants to do the provide you with whichever service on localbitcoins.com. It's a global website. They're not an advertiser here, but I wish they would be because they've really got a great service. But the big question was, is this a violation? Is selling Bitcoin without a government permission slip any kind of violation of these so-called money transmitter laws? And my argument's always been that it's not, because you're not doing what's called money transmitting at any point in the process.
But according to FinCEN, you are. But
no,
he
you're
said
not. The reason why you're not is because you're not doing the definition. Go look up the definition of money transmission. It has to do with three parties, meaning that if you hire me, Daryl, if Conan wasn't in the room, and I was going to Conan's house tonight, you said, I need to give Conan $100. I'm going to give you $100 plus $5 for your time, and then you can go and give the $100 to Conan. I would then be a money transmitter by the... If I did that as like a business, if I did that more often, I would be considered a money transmitter. With local Bitcoins, it's just one person selling a product to the same person. Unless that other person comes back and says, I'm buying these Bitcoins for another person, then you could argue that person was the money transmitter.
Well, there was a guy from Louisiana, Randall Lord, and his son, Michael Lord, both were charged with conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money services business.
Did they take a plea?
Unfortunately, they did.
That's the problem. He didn't. No, Morpheus didn't take the plea, and they dropped the charge.
Right, but the charge that...
Go ahead, Theo, please.
Yeah.
The thing about the money transfer, now is another guy in San Diego and in Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan, who their trial is coming up with the same exact thing about the money, the transmission without money with the license. So those trials are coming up after Morphy.
So there's actually other people who are going with not guilty and are going to take this to trial?
Yes.
Okay, good.
There is a... So he's Note's father from San Diego, and Sultan Pepper from Brad Stected from Detroit, Michigan. Those are their local handles.
Good. I want to see the feds prove a case on this, because I don't think they have a case, and that's why they dropped that charge. Go ahead, Conan.
Yeah, I'm very curious as to why it was dropped. Did they decide that no transmission actually occurred, or that there was no actual money being transmitted?
Either one of them.
So I would be curious which one it was, or both.
Theo, can you hang on and tell us more about what happened today?
Yes, absolutely.
More with Theo Chino. He's actually originally from New York with an organization called, I think it's Abolish the Bit License. If we get a chance, I definitely want to talk about that too, because that sounds interesting. But there's more on the way here about the Morpheus case. It's Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need. E, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the Morpheus case that's happening right now. Thomas Costanzo is facing down 5 money laundering charges in a courtroom in Arizona. We've got one of the court observers on the line with us. We're going to continue with that interview here in moments. Of course, talk to you about whatever's on your mind as well. You can join us on Skype, Skype username lrn.fm, or jump into the Discord on-air call-in line chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about liberty.menu. It's a great website where you can actually go and connect with other liberty-friendly businesses. If you are an individual who is one who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. You can list your business there or businesses. You can also use the digital content category. So maybe you're a creator. You can put your content up there, links to it, and then also events. So if you're behind or promoting an event that's happening that other libertarians should know about, you can put that up there as well. And it's all based on a map and location. And there's reviews, of course, and ratings for each business there. And it is free to use liberty.menu. So if you have a business and you're a liberty-minded person, you need to be listed there. That way other libertarians can find your business and give you more business. So it's a no-brainer. Liberty.menu, it's easy to use, and you can use code FTL and get yourself a special Free Talk Live badge when you get your account, which, again, totally free. Liberty.menu. As we go back to Theo Chino from Abolish the Bit License in New York, you've gone and traveled over to Arizona to attend the trial of Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus. He is the first person that I'm aware of to actually take all the way to trial federal charges that have to do with money laundering, supposedly, and or the operation of a money-transmitting business or violation of the money services businesses without a license, these sorts of charges. But as you pointed out, Theo, the money services business charges were dropped, and they're only going after him for so-called money laundering. Now, I presume today, given yesterday was jury selection, today was probably opening statements. What all happened today?
So, yes, yesterday was opening statement for the government because jury selection went pretty fast.
Okay.
So they got their 15 people, and the government started telling them what the story was. He's a Bitcoiner. He was advertising on localbitcoin.com, and he didn't care who he was selling to. He wasn't doing AML, know your customer. He wasn't asking any questions. Therefore, he must be guilty. And that's basically the prosecution side in a nutshell.
Can I ask you a quick question to clarify? Ernest Hancock was on with us yesterday, and he was there for part of the day yesterday. He did not see the opening statement. But he mentioned that the government may have an allegation that an undercover officer told Morpheus prior to the sale of some Bitcoin that he was a Russian heroin dealer, and that's why he needed to buy Bitcoin. Did any allegations about that come up? Have you heard anything?
Yes, he actually came on the stand today. So we had a Russian heroin dealer, and the government made sure to explain to the jury that buying and selling Bitcoin was not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
He explained to the jury that trading Bitcoin is not illegal. Possessing Bitcoin is not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, nothing with Bitcoin is illegal. So the big question was, why did they start an investigation on him? And the Sergey guy said, oh, he was dressed as all flashy. He had a Rolex in gold. He had gold chain. He was using his Russian accent. And
this was an undercover federal agent, just to be clear.
Yes, he's a federal IRS undercover
IRS.
Yes. And so he was doing the whole flashy thing, and he was playing with his Russian accent, saying he's from New York. And what is interesting is at the beginning he wanted to do the first deal of a Western Union. And Morpheus said, no, I don't do Western Union, I do person-to-person.
Ah, okay.
And so they were explaining the difference between Coinbase, commercial exchanger, versus peer-to-peer. But people tend to forget that in 2014, 2015, commercial exchanger were Mt. Gox, who just failed and exploded, and Coinbase was just a small company starting up.
Okay, so we know that Morpheus, a.k.a. Thomas Costanzo, was a dealer on local Bitcoins. He sold Bitcoin in person. So he would actually go – so the way I've done sales on local Bitcoin is with a bank account where somebody will go and put cash in a bank account. He would actually meet with the person at like a McDonald's or some other place in public, take cash from the person, and then it finished the trade by releasing the Bitcoins on the website. That's how he would do it, right?
Correct. And the government explained that doing trade on local Bitcoin is not illegal either.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So this is getting weird because nothing is illegal.
And it's clear that it's not a violation of the money services business statutes because they dropped that charge. If it was a violation, they would have gone through with that charge.
Well, that's the thing. And beside me, I have Westside, who owns a lot of ATM here in Arizona, and he has a license. And he knows that better than I can explain it. I mean, the website of...
Yeah, so I'm a local Bitcoin trader here in Phoenix as well.
Yeah.
So I was at the trial today with you. And the money trans... The federal charge of operating an unlicensed money transmitting business is interesting because it has a tie-in to basically one of the qualifiers for that they can nab you up with that is basically stipulate if you are... Not if you do not have a money transmitting license in the state at the state level, then in comes the federal charge. So that's state by state. So being Arizona, I think they dropped those charges on because Arizona is going to be one of the more difficult states to prove that Bitcoin should qualify as money transmission.
Well, but either way, money transmission requires a third party. So when you are a Bitcoin machine operator, if you have an ATM that you are running, and that ATM connects the customer to an exchange to purchase Bitcoin, then the ATM is acting as a money transmitter under the definitions of the federal, is my understanding. And again, I'm not an attorney,
but
I have had an attorney look at this and look at the federal statutes and come up with an opinion piece about it. If there is a third party involved, in that case, the machine is the third party, so therefore a money transmitter license is required. But if the machine is selling Bitcoin from its own personal wallet, then it's not a money transmitter in that case.
And that's what, I mean, this is why the definition of what is a Bitcoin becomes so important. And one thing that Thomas Costanzo argued left and right in his document, or actually the lawyer of Thomas, was that Bitcoin is an intangible commodity, and therefore is like a banana. I like to call them intangible bananas.
Well, even a federal court recently ruled that Bitcoin is a commodity, right? Wasn't it a federal district court that recently ruled that?
And the IRS has said that.
In New York, the SEC versus Cabbage Tech, which is a guy from Staten Island, has ruled that the CFTC has standing because Bitcoin is a commodity.
Now, there is one there is one guidance that is clear, and that's FinCEN's definition. They specifically called out virtual currency and defined it. So according to FinCEN, you are considered a money exchanger and therefore are required to register with FinCEN.
That's interesting, because I'd be interested in seeing the details on that, because according to my reading of the money exchange, the foreign the exchange aspect of the Bitcoin, or excuse me, not Bitcoin, but the money services business descriptions or definitions, is it has to do with foreign currency, not specific.
They but they specifically issued guidance to directly address this.
Really?
And so it has its own set of rules, and so you wouldn't necessarily apply whatever it would be closest to, like you're saying, a foreign exchange. You don't need to go look there because they've made clear how it is to be defined. That's it's on FinCEN March 2013 guidance.
Okay.
So for Thomas, basically that means, I mean, for Thomas is irrelevant now. He won that fight. And what was funny is when the government dropped the charges, like, no. You don't let them drop the charge. I want those charges in the document.
Well, right. He didn't have the money services business permission slip, right?
No. He was doing local Bitcoin. And so it was funny because no lawyer has never heard a client saying, we want the charges back on the document.
Yeah.
And so he's ready to fight it all the way.
Theo, was there more that you wanted to share from today?
Well, I mean, there is a few tidbits, but tomorrow there will be more.
If you have time, I want to hang on to you here. We're going to go into the news, and we'll come back to you in moments. So take a break. We'll be right back with Theo from the Morpheus case. He's been watching it as it unfolds in federal court in Arizona. There's more on the way here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.